think it is a real joy, a blessing, a privilege, and an honor to be able to be here another Monday afternoon. We are thankful for everything God's done for us. Of course, I'm not even capable of even realizing how much He has done for me. What I do know, I'm thankful, and I appreciate Him saving a wretched sinner such as myself and giving me a drink out of a well of living water. And I can truthfully say I've never thirsted again. That is, for the world, the hunger, the vacant emptiness I felt, and loneliness, and just the conviction in my heart. Well, I got saved. When I got saved, well, all that left me, and God put something different inside me. That was His divine presence, and made a new creature out of me. And old things automatically passed away. All things become new to me, and I got put in newness of life. The old things I desired to do when I got saved, I had no desire to run that way or to do those kind of things anymore. God gave me a new heart. He operated on me. Took out that old heart of flesh, that depraved, fall of Adamic nature, and swine's nature, that dog's nature, represents being unclean, and you're shaving iniquity and born in sin. And I had that old depraved nature, and slop satisfies an old hog. I had a hog's nature, and that's why I run into things of the world, and it was the pleasure of sin for a season. That's why people commit sin for the pleasure. And I'm not boasting when I had more than my share, but I'm glad that God had mercy upon me and dealt with me and gave me a place of repentance. And when He saved me, He put His nature in me, divine nature in me, God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. And since that time, 41 years ago, 41 wonderful years, I've never been the same. God done something inside of me. He changed the outside of me, changed my thinking. Not that I'm not tempted. That's part of being human. All of us have temptation. Everybody does, and we'll have to. We get out of this vile body, this old body subject to sin, subject to vanity, and subject to wonder, even though you're saved from the God that you love. Don't kid yourself. We all are at our very best. The Bible said man in his very best state is altogether vanity. There's nothing good about any of us except God. He's a good part about anything and everybody. And even though somebody may not be saved, if they have a knowledge of goodness and do things that are good, that, of course, that knowledge, and that comes from God Almighty. And nobody's saved by being good and doing good. We're all in the same boat, the same category. All are sinners, guilty before God without hope and on our way to a burning hell outside of what Jesus done at Calvary. The Bible said that He, Jesus, gave Himself for us for our sin, died in our place, became our substitute, and was made sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him, who knew no sin, by the way. He was sinless. He was perfect and pure and still is. Beloved, that's why He could make the atonement for our sin. That's why He was accepted by God Almighty, and the blood that He shed, the price that He paid, the life that He gave at Calvary, beloved, settled sin debt. And God signified that when He died at Calvary and gave up the ghost, the Bible said that the veil back in Jerusalem rent from top to bottom, making a way into the holiest of holies by a new and living way, which the Apostle Paul said in Hebrew, by a new and living way which He, that Jesus, has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. He broke down that middle wall of partition that was between us, beloved, and nailed them to His cross. He was and is the supreme sacrifice, thank God, for the sin of the entire world. And I know that'd be a positive fact. I'm not having to estimate and guesstimate and trying to hope so. I know so. I don't know a whole lot, but I know that, as the Apostle Paul said, in whom that I believe, I know He's the Christ, the Son of the living God. I've got the witness on the inside. He's living inside of me. Praise God. You can't be saved and not know it. When you get saved, you will know it. The Bible said, you know, you pass from death unto life. God gives you love for the brethren, for the blessed book, and for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And I've loved this Bible. I feared it before I got saved. I've always respected it and believed it ever since a little bitty boy. My mother instilled in me, of course, about Jesus and Him being the Son of God, and about the Bible here being God's Word. I've always believed that, beloved, but I didn't know Him personally. I was about 23 years old. Then God dealt with me. My heart got broke. I got crushed. I got convicted. I got converted. I got born again. I experienced a second birth. That's a spiritual birth, the Lord from heaven. My life has never, ever been the same. Not to say that I've not been tempted, I have. If I said I hadn't, I'd be alive. These people that run around here and proclaim themselves to be some type of just, righteous one, holy one, divine one that's above sin and walk on the water and everything else they holler that they are, they're just a fool. The Bible said in the Bible, the book of John, if a man say he has no sin or that he has not sinned, the Bible said he's a liar and the truth is not in him. He's ignorant. He never has really seen himself as a vile, wretched sinner. This old flesh is full of sin. It's full of depravity. It's wretched and vile. The Bible said man, in his very best state, praise. Altogether vanity. God have mercy. We're all wretched, all vile, all of sinners. That's why Jesus died. He that knew no sin became sin for us. Thank God we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. I'm glad I've been justified. Thank God I've been justified. Not that I'm worthy of it. I'm certainly not. I don't deserve it. I didn't merit it, beloved. It was given to me freely. The Bible said, freely have received and freely give. The gospel I preach freely, beloved. I'm not after anything anybody's got. I don't need your money. I don't beg for money. And I don't understand some folks at the house support. They're on a lot of times on radio. And that's all right, as long as they're real. I'm not talking about that, but I'm not after anybody's money. I'm not trying to swindle anybody, beat anybody, con anybody, beloved. I work for a living and love every moment of it, beloved. But I'm a full-time pastor and have been for quite a number of years. And I love every moment of preaching the good word of God. For me to live like Paul said, it's Christ, and to die would be my gain. I know in whom I believe. I am persuaded. He's able to keep that I've committed unto Him against that day. Yes, sir, I'm eternally saved. And the gates of hell cannot and will not prevail against the church of the living God. Who I am, a member of His flesh, of His body, of His bones. Thank God I'm a member of the body of Christ. I said Sunday, I'm in the body. I may be on the bottom of the foot, maybe just a little piece of skin on there, on the bottom of the foot, but nevertheless, I am a member of the body. I belong to Him. Thank God that He's my personal Savior. Saved me by His marvelous amazing grace. Did not give me what I had coming. Had He had done that, I'd missed heaven, and I'd have went straight to hell. But I'm glad God had mercy upon me, a vile, wretched sinner, a young man dumb, blinded by the god of this world, beloved. And on my way to hell, without hope, I'm glad prayer caught up with me. My mother's prayers caught up with me. Thank God for a praying mother, labored over me, prayed God, and got me with her prayers in the presence of the Lord. When I got there, thank God, I was broke and contrite. I was ashamed of myself. I'd had enough of sin. I just give it all up. I turned my back on the world, beloved, and I, like Hezekiah, I wept sore. I got remorse. I got repentant. I got ashamed of myself, and I called on God to have mercy upon me, a sinner. The psalmist said, this poor man, that includes me, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard his cry, and delivered him out of all his troubles. I've never been the same since I got saved. Now, I know most folk, and it grieves me. I'm sad for them, and I want to help them. I'm not trying to hurt anybody. I've already been hurt and bound up by religion, these religious fools that stand in the pulpits whose God is their belly, the glory of their own shame, living, and they love the filthy lucre, racked and all. They're professional con men. I call them religious thieves. These multimillionaire preachers, beloved, the woods are full of them, and all these con artists that I call them religious pimps, beloved, selling themselves and selling out to sin and Satan, beloved, and poor precious souls are sitting down under them, and they don't really know what's going on, beloved. They really, in their conscience, they realize something's not right, but some of them just get involved and then jump up down, holler, hoop like a bunch of fools, beloved. All that's the flesh. I'm not saying that God don't move on a person. He don't get filled with His presence when it's real. And I said it before, if you can help it, beloved, don't shout. But you can't help it, shout on. It won't be you, beloved. If you can hold back, hold it back, beloved, because it'll be your emotions, and you'll get all eat up yourselves, and you're subject to anything when you get religious, beloved, and you're lost. But if you can't help it, beloved, you can't hold it back, then, and you're not planned it, and God moves on you. And by the way, you're not going to be doing any real shouting to begin with, beloved. If you're not practicing what you preach, if you're not born again, if you're not walking where the vocation where you've been called, if you're not trying to live godly, sober, righteously in this present world. Now, I know you'll fall, you'll fail, all of us do, all of us daily. The Bible says even the thoughts of foolishness is sin. Everybody has foolish thoughts. I said that son in the church, I said, 41 years ago I got saved, and I'll not take a drink of booze of any sort. Don't want it. Not cuss, beloved, and not gamble, not done those kind of things I've done in time past. But I said, it's not mean that the devil hadn't put cuss words in my mind, but it did not come out of my mouth. That's just the devil. That's temptation, beloved. I didn't desire it. I didn't want it, but there it is. Every opportunity it gets, he's like the roaring lion, working on us through our mind, through the lust of our rotten flesh, the lust of our pride of life, through those three avenues. The devil, beloved, wants to conquer you, defeat you, overwhelm you. If you're lost, he wants to take you down to hell. If you die in sin, you will go to hell, but if you're saved, he desires to sift you as wheat. He don't want you being fruitful. He don't want you winning precious souls. He want to bind you up, beloved, and beat you down and knock you down, overwhelm you, and eventually kill you and put you in a premature grave and cause you the sin of the death. I haven't said anything vile out of my mouth. God's kept me from it. Furthermore, I'm not born to do it. I'm not a vocabulary changed when I got saved. I mean, not that I'm not capable. I get out of the will of God, but the devil can move on me, and I'm subject to anything. I'm subject to going to bed with a woman. I'm not above that, and I've been married. I was married for, 34 years, and beloved, I hadn't practiced sex since my wife died. That's been over 13 years ago. Not that I've not been tempted. I said some of these young women hit on me. I tell you, it affects me, but I have to turn my mind away from it and get my mind on better things than that. Beloved, I don't intend to practice sex without being married. Marriage honorable, and the bed's undefiled, but home among the adulterers, God's going to judge. Them that preach the gospel must live the gospel. I'll tell you, I've been tempted. I'll be alive if I said I hadn't. Everybody's tempted by some sort of sin, beloved. That's part of being human. But you got to deny your stinking rotten self. It's in your flesh. Don't kid yourself. Beloved, but it's not in the heart of my soul. That's where he lives. My delight's in him, man. I don't have any confidence. It's rotten, stinking flesh of mine, beloved. It's depraved. It's wretched. It's vile. It's no good. And he that soweth to his flesh, well, the flesh shall reap corruption. All that's in your flesh, beloved, is corruption. Your flesh is depraved by nature. Your flesh is depraved by birth. Beloved, you were shapen in iniquity and born in sin. In your mother's womb, beloved, you was conceived in sin and iniquity, beloved, and born in sin. Surely, as a God in heaven, beloved, you have a depraved nature, an Adamic nature, at the similitude of Adam, beloved, and that's an old horrible nature. But I'm glad I've got a new nature on the inside of me. No longer a dead, the depraved nature inside me, no longer, beloved, dead. That is my soul, dead in trespass and sin. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2, ye who were dead in trespass and sin, you hath been quickened and made alive. He quickened me. He made me alive. He restored me, thank God. He saved me by his marvelous, amazing grace. And I have been enjoying this wonderful salvation. But I try to be honest with God. You can't fool God. The Bible said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, the same shall he also reap. Beloved, you cannot deceive God. You need to get honest and earnest and sincere with and about yourself. If you'll get confessing about your sin, you confess your sin to God. He's willing, faithful, just to cleanse you from all your sins, all unrighteousness. Beloved, you've got to be real earnest with God. God knows everything in hell. You act the fool and carry on your flesh, the heart of your flesh, death for the weak and the sinful above all things. It deceive you, beloved, it's so wretched flesh. It'll make you think sugar, salt, sugar. I'll guarantee you want to think it about long enough and bad enough. I'll guarantee you'll convince yourself the devil's that good, your flesh is that rotten. Now see, my time is just about done. Won't you write to us, pray for us, and God bless you is our prayer in his name. Amen.